This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Standing right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. We're going to talk a lot about Hunter Biden this hour. I do have Dan Pilla coming in, the tax man. And I want an explanation from him, because he is the tax man. I'm sure he understands how this works. How does a Hunter Biden? And it's not just Hunter, guys. There's a lot of people like this. How does a Hunter Biden, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson type, how do they get away with all of the IRS money for years? And I mean years. This is nothing new. Right? Nobody's above the law. Nobody's this. Nobody's that. When it comes to the IRS, everybody's petrified of the IRS, like, except for Hunter Biden, apparently. And Al Sharpton. And we can go on if you want. At some point, you sit there to scratch your head and say, okay, well, maybe I need to be adopted into the family. Maybe I need to marry one of their, I don't know, one of their relatives or something. Right? You got to ask. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, I found this story in two or three places, and at first I thought it was a bit of a joke. Right? No, really. When you look at, and we'll talk more about Hunter Biden a little bit here, but the judge ordered Hunter Biden to look for a job, lay off the drugs as a condition for staying out of jail. Now, I didn't hear about that. That must have been buried deep in the paperwork or something. But a federal judge in Delaware, when they ordered Hunter Biden to actively seek employment, abstain from drugs or alcohol, submit to random drug testing, and not possess a firearm as a condition of staying out of jail. Now, the conditions were laid out by the U.S. District Court Judge Mary Ellen Norica, I guess is her name, as part of the ongoing investigation in the Delaware centered around the first son. Now, you know, by the way, whatever he gets nailed with that are federal charges, you know what daddy's going to do, right? Hunter Biden was charged last month with two misdemeanor crimes of failure to pay more than $100,000 in taxes from over $1.5 million in income in both 2017 and 2018. The younger Biden has been expected to plead guilty. Right? What did he end up doing? He ended up pleading not guilty. Now, they're going to recommend, originally the prosecutors were going to recommend a two-year probation. Now, the plea deal did collapse, thank God. I mean, the judge, at least, I don't know how they didn't get to her. Maybe this is the next, maybe she's setting herself up to be the on the Supreme Court as a justice, right? The plan also included agreement on separate gun charge. Hunter Biden has been accused of possessing a firearm in 2018 as a drug user. Now, the younger Biden had admitted to struggling with drug addiction in the past, and as long as he adhered to the terms of his agreement, the gun case was to be wiped from his record. Otherwise, that felony charge would carry 10 years in prison. Now, here's the funny thing about this. I've talked to a few attorneys. These type of gun charges, they usually don't go away. No, seriously. You usually get nailed with them. The overlapping agreement created confusion for the judge, who said the lawyers needed to untangle the technical issues, including over her role in enforcing the gun agreement before she agreed to move forward. Now, the prosecutors also said that Hunter remains under active investigation, but I can't reveal the details. See, if I was a judge, I would have pulled him in a closed room and gone, okay, unless you want this whole thing to fall apart now, tell me what's going on. Right? The collapse proceedings were, well, they were surprising. Everybody thought that this was going to go through with flying colors, or the judge is going to kick it out, say, come back to me with something else, right? The plea deal was meant to clear the air for Hunter Biden to avert a trial. Did you guys know, did anybody know, that in the agreement there was an expectation that he wouldn't be charged with anything else? For real. I didn't know that. I hadn't read that. No, I hadn't any other commentator talk about it. And District Judge Norica did the right thing by refusing to rubber stamp Hunter Biden's sweetheart plea. That's according to House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. But let's be clear. Hunter's sweetheart plea deal really belongs in the trash. Should have been burnt up, thrown away. Really. Unreal. Just truly unreal. Again, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Hey, for some of you guys, if I got to... I know I was going to run out of time. All right. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Dan Pilla joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Joe Masini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. And the way you do that is you become informed. And I bring on the people that can give you that have a clue, because I don't have one. And I thought I'd bring on somebody that can help you maneuver the IRS, similar to how Hunter Biden, Al Sharpton, and the rest of those people have done so. Dan Pillow joins me, the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. As he says, he wrote the book on dealing with the IRS. Dan, how are we doing?
I'm well, Joe. How you doing?
Very good. I mean, can you imagine a client coming to you and saying, hey, I owe the IRS $4 million, you know, like Al Sharpton, and what do you think you'd do for me?
Hello.
First thing you tell them is switch parties. Start there.
Well, yeah. I mean, it helps to, I guess it helps to be a Democrat these days. But you know, here's the reality, Joel. There's two classes of people that owe money to the IRS. All right. The first class of people is owe money is people who owe money to the IRS who are broke. All right. Being broke doesn't make you a criminal. Being broke makes you broke. And then the second class of people is those who owe money to the IRS because they've done something illegal. All right. Now, there's a great divide here between these two groups of people because the overwhelming majority of people who owe money to the IRS are not criminals. They're broke. All right. They have a situation where they have liabilities that they owe to the IRS. And due to circumstances beyond their control, they don't have the money to pay. Life threw some kind of a curveball to them, put them into a position where they had to make a choice between paying their taxes and feeding their families, and those people opted to pay their taxes. There could be any number of reasons why this happens. It could be a fire, flood, hurricane, natural disaster type thing. It could be a personal illness, injury, catastrophic illness or injury. It could be a failed business, failed marriage, drug abuse, just go down the list, right? There's 100 reasons why people get sideways in life financially and are unable to pay their taxes. These people are not criminals, and the law distinguishes between these types of people and the criminal types. Now, here's what the criminal profile is compared to the civil profile. The civil profile is the broke guy who just owes the dollars and cents, and the IRS just wants the money somehow or some reasonable resolution. The criminal profile is this. This is the person who voluntarily and intentionally violated the law. He knew what the law required of him. He failed to comply with the law, and he did it deliberately and intentionally because he wished to break the law. That's the difference, and it's a very, very remarkable difference, and that is the distinction between criminal behavior and just being broke, owing the money. When the IRS brings a criminal charge, Joe, they have to have evidence to prove to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that that person intended to violate the law. And any time they bring a criminal charge against somebody, you can be sure that they have substantial evidence to show that that person intended to break the law, that it wasn't an accident, it wasn't inadvertence, it wasn't negligence, it wasn't some good faith reason because of illness, injury, et cetera, it was deliberate, voluntary, intentional violation of a known legal duty. That's the distinction.
So, all right, so let me ask you a couple of questions around that, because I already got one of them. So you owe taxes, you know you owe taxes, and they're kind of sitting there on hold, and you go out and buy a brand new car, but you go out and buy a car, 15, 20 grand. You owe the IRS 50 grand in taxes. Can they perceive that as you trying to evade, elude, or just not trying to pay your taxes?
Under normal circumstances, Joe, they would not, because a car is a necessary element for everyday life in the United States of America. A person needs a car to get to work. A person needs a car to get their kids to school. They need a car to go to the doctor. They need a car to go to the mall to buy necessary items for everyday living. So just the simple act of buying a car is not a problem. Now, if you take cash from, let's say you're in a small business and you owe the IRS $100,000 and you start taking cash from customers and not putting it in your bank account, and you take that cash and you go buy a car and you put the car in somebody else's name, and you're making deliberate attempts to hide assets from the IRS by dealing in cash and using nominees to hold your assets, then that is what the IRS would call a badge of fraud. Dealing in cash to keep from reporting your income, to keep from paying the tax, and then keeping assets in the name of a nominee, that is to say a third party, even though it's really your asset, it's just in somebody else's name, that's called nominee ownership. Those are badges of fraud, indicators that a person is deliberately evading the tax versus someone who just needs a car to get to work. That is not a crime. Buying a car to get to work is not a crime.
Somebody just asked, half the battle is in filing, right? I mean, if you file, even if you don't have the money to pay, you've kind of proven that you're not looking to duck the tax, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, general compliance with information reporting, right? That would be filing tax returns. That would be doing your W-4 correctly at work, or if you're a self-employed person, filing the 941s, filing the W-2s, filing the 1099s for your independent contractors, the paperwork compliance, let's put it that way. If you've got a good track record and even a stellar track record of paper compliance with the reporting requirements, then that is a major indicator of lack of fraud. But if you've got failure to pay the taxes, dealing in cash, keeping assets in the name of nominees, and failure to file all the returns and do the reporting and so on, now you've got multiple badges of fraud that indicate a voluntary intentional violation of a known legal duty.
So let me see. I also heard this week, this is coming from me, I heard this week that the IRS now is stopping unannounced visits to homes. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. In fact, I've done a good deal of analysis of what that's all about. It was a pretty simple news release. They've got their stated reason why they're doing that, and then they've got, they've got their stated reason, and I've got what I believe to be the real reason. and we can certainly delve into that. But yeah, I mean, there were limited personal contacts anyway, with home visits. And so it's just really not as big a deal as they're making it out to be. And, we can talk about what that looks like.
Yeah, we'll let that when we come back, though, because, it is a question. Anyway, Joe Mazzino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more Dan Pilla, the Tax Man, when we return.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A former U.S. intelligence official says the U.S. government is in possession of UFOs.
While testifying before a House subcommittee Wednesday, David Grush said he knows that's the case based on dozens of classified interviews within the intelligence community.
I was informed of a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program, to which I was denied access to those additional read-ons when I requested it.
Grush added that he's faced brutal retaliation for coming forward. Two former Navy pilots also shared their firsthand encounters with UFOs, claiming the technology they witnessed was far beyond the capabilities of the U.S. military. I'm John Schaefer.
The Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing with no grand prize winner in Tuesday night's drawing. The game's top prize has grown to at least $910 million ahead of Friday's drawing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. I have so much fun with him. Actually, I used to be petrified of the stuff he used to say, but now I know better. Dan Pilla, the tax man. Check him out at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. When I was going through something, I told Dan the thing I loved about his ads. I mean, and I'm not going to be, because there are other people that advertise on the network, but Dan's ads never said, you know, they're coming to get your dog, your cat, your kids, your wife, your house, your business. It was always, you know what, take a breath. You know, there's always a solution here. And Dan, that's what turned me on to you, was it wasn't a scare tactic to get you to call. Why don't you tell people about that?
Yeah, well, you know, very simply, Joe, there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. There's always a way to resolve the problem. I don't care what kind of a tax problem you have. I don't care how long you've had it. I don't care what you tried to do to fix the problem that didn't work. I don't care who told you you can't fix the problem. There's always a way to solve the problem. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in fear of going to the mailbox. You don't have to live in fear of answering the door if the bell rings. You don't have to live in fear, but you got to take initiative to get the situation resolved. You can't just hide from it.
No, and you know, I was going to ask you, sometimes people come to a resolution with the IRS based on misinformation. Maybe their CPA gave them bad information or whoever, and they settled with the IRS. Is there any way to go back in and challenge what you did based on you getting misinformation?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and it depends on the situation, but let's take a tax return filing, for example. You know, we have clients all the time that owe taxes to the IRS, you know, $10,000 up to, you know, six figures of tax liability because accountants prepared tax returns improperly. All right. They zigged when they should have zagged or vice versa. And yep, they didn't claim this and they should have claimed that. And they did claim income that they never should have claimed in the first place. You know, whatever the mistake is, there's a whole bushel basket full of different types of mistakes that can be made on tax returns that lead to overstating a tax liability. And I'm dealing with a case like that right now where the taxpayer's got about 100 plus or minus $110,000 assessed against them. My client doesn't owe that money because of mistakes that were made on the tax return. In this particular case, the client went through a tax audit, and the IRS messed up the audit. This wasn't mistakes that was made by the mistakes that were made by the accountant, but they were made by the IRS in the audit. But the accountant made the mistake of never challenging the audit results, never doing the appeal request that everybody has a right to. So this guy lost his appeal rights, got stuck with, quote unquote, stuck with the liability. Now I'm coming in behind that, and we're doing a challenge where we're reopening this examination, and I think we're going to get the liability corrected down to where it should be, which is under 10 grand for this guy.
Yeah, and that's, again, people, what I keep talking about, having the knowledge. And you know, God bless them because they're good at helping you with your taxes. But most CPAs don't have, there's another term, what is it, an enrolled agent, EA, CPA, whatever. They don't have the information they need or the knowledge to maneuver like you can. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the reason for that, Joe, is because there's two different worlds here when it comes to tax compliance. The first world is the world of tax preparation, and that's where enrolled agents and CPAs live. They prepare tax returns, they do the forms, they do the filings, they do the audits, that kind of thing. I live in the world of tax litigation where we're fighting the IRS, we're challenging what the agency did, we're appealing their decisions, we're taking them to court, we're fighting back against the position that the IRS takes with respect to, you know, any particular claim that they happen to be dealing with. And those are two different worlds completely. And they're alien to one another. I don't do tax returns for a living. I don't pretend to know what all the nuances are of tax preparation and tax accounting. But when it comes to litigation, you know, there's, quite frankly, there's just nobody better out there at it than I am.
No, I have to agree with you, although I'm not an expert in that area. But, you know when you're talking with somebody, when you're trying to get information from somebody, an expert, if you would, you know how quick and thorough the responses are and the calmness in their voice instead of them always trying to scare you. And that was one of the things I got from you when I was talking to you about my situation at the time was, tax court. You scared the crud out of me. We talked about the tax court. And again, when you say tax court, I want you to think about it. The average person is thinking, Supreme Court, local circuit court. I don't want to go to court. I don't want to sit in front of a judge. I don't want to do that. I don't know what the heck's going on. But and most people, you just enlightened me during the break, but when it comes to tax court, somebody asked me the question. If you get to the point where you have to go to the tax court, they must have the information or the proof or the evidence they need to hang you, but you told me otherwise.
Well, there's a couple of secrets about tax court. And the first one is that the IRS never takes anybody to tax court. Under no circumstances, Joe, there are zero circumstances under which the IRS can or will take a person to tax court. There is no possibility that the IRS will take a taxpayer to tax court because only the taxpayer, only the citizen, can commence a case in tax court.
Wow.
Let me tell you what tax court is. The United States Tax Court is a special court set up with special, limited, very limited jurisdiction to review, listen to this carefully now, to review IRS actions that the agency takes against citizens. All right. It's not the other way around. It's not a court where the IRS can drag a citizen into to punish that citizen for failure to do this or failure to do that. All right. So when the IRS takes administrative action and says, you know, we want to seize your paycheck or your bank account, just as an example, we want to file a tax lien against you. We think you owe another 100 grand because we did this audit and we disallowed this deduction and that deduction. We think you owe this. We think you owe that. And the citizen disagrees with that. The tax court is the remedy that the citizen has to challenge the IRS's actions without having to pay a dime before instituting that challenge. So the tax court is an opportunity for a prepayment review by a court of the IRS's actions, and it is the citizen's opportunity to slap down IRS improper behavior without the need of first paying the tax to get it done.
That's what the tax court.
I want you to think about this, though. You're in this every day. You get it. You know it. To you, it's just another legal issue. And the IRS has been, their marketing team, if you would, has been excellent in scaring. You know, I would say to you, IRS, tax court, what are you, nuts, Dan? I'm not going in front of a tax judge. Right? Think about where they've come. Now, when we did our case, and we've talked about this when I did my case, I got an IRS tax attorney who I got linked up with, if you would. Now I'm talking about the actual attorney that works for the IRS. And I'm thinking, I don't stand a chance. This person does this every day. But you taught me so much about that. And at some point, could she or he, we had a she, have said, hey, I'm not buying anything you're saying. We're going into court.
Well, here's the secret about tax court, and this is what people need to know. these attorneys that represent the IRS in tax court are quite literally overwhelmed with cases, right? And I probably said this to you because I say this. You did.
Go ahead. I'll let you say it.
that's looking at tax court litigation. You know, this lady had 148 cases on her desk, Joe, and you had one case on your desk. She can't not possibly try in court, defend in court the IRS in 148 cases. They have to find ways to resolve these things. Now, it just so happened in your case, the IRS was dead wrong by the tune of 100% in the actions that he took in your case. And what happens is when you get the case in court and you get an intelligent attorney looking at what the IRS did, and most of the attorneys that represent the IRS are intelligent attorneys. They're not idiots. They're very experienced. They know what they can defend and what they can't defend, and they are not going to defend cases that are built out of whole cloth. And the case that the IRS built in your situation, Joe, was complete 100% BS nonsense. You knew it. I knew it. We were able to make the IRS attorney recognize that, and frankly, it didn't take that much. And she knew that she could not defend what the agency did, and she wasn't going to try to do it, and they conceded the case. You walked away owing. How much did you owe? I think the number was zero.
We went from 107,000 to zero. And, you know, I got to take exception. You said, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. 2 years of that stuff sitting on my table, my wife and I trying to figure out when we could sell the house so we could take a set. Anyway, be back in a few minutes, folks. Don't go far. A lot more with Dan when we return.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehevo Tea Club's original Pure Pau, the Arco Super Tea, helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mesiti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hey, we want to Malcolm? Good, the tongue and the lips aren't working. Let's do that again. We want to welcome WWPR 1490 AM to the family out of Tampa, out of the Tampa Bay area. God bless for taking the show. They now take our show Monday through Friday, so you can catch it there if you're in that area. And I would hope you're in that area. I mean, the weather's beautiful. You're out at the beach. You know, Florida is a great place to be. It is truly the land of the free at this point. But WWPR 1490 AM, welcome to the GCN family. Thank you so much for taking the show. We appreciate it. And listeners, you can always give us a holler, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? We got Dan, the tax man, Dan Pella, the tax man with us right now. And Dan, always appreciate your time. I learned so much from you, and I'm not joking when I say, I'm sure you have other people say the same thing. In the early days when you used to tell me about the IRS and stuff, I'm sitting there going, I don't know, can this guy be right? Seriously? I mean, they don't. My God, this is the IRS, man. Do you know what you're talking about? That kind of stuff. So, anyway, I want to get to the tax. I'm going to let you talk a little bit about your company in a minute, but I want to get to Hunter Biden because everybody sits here and says, my God, can you imagine if we didn't properly call out or report our income, we didn't pay taxes against it. If you make an income error, let's say you, oh my God, I forgot to put this, how many years do you have to correct that tax return?
Well, if you make a mistake on a return, Joe, you've got, and of course it depends on the nature of the return, right? Or the mistake, rather. But generally speaking, you've got 3 years from the date the return is filed in which to amend it. Now, if you make a mistake on a tax return, you overstate deductions, you understate income, you should amend the return and correct that mistake. You got 3 years to do it. Now, once the 3 years go by, the statute of limitations is closed unless there are unusual circumstances, right? The unusual circumstances are, number one, if you underreport your income by more than 25%, then the 3 years goes to 6 years. And if the underreported tax liability is attributable to fraud, then there's no statute of limitations on assessment. The IRS can go back 3 years, 6 years, 10 years, 15 years on fraud. And fraud is defined as a deliberate attempt to, and remember the word deliberate now, deliberate attempt to evade or defeat the payment of a tax as distinguished from inadvertence, mistake, or those non-deliberate circumstances that I talked about earlier, you know, fire, flood, hurricane, the life's curveball. Let's just put it life's curveball that way.
Right.
Now, Hunter's a little bit different.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said deliberate, I pictured Hunter Biden, so go ahead.
Well, yeah, because what we've got with Hunter is we've got a substantial income stream. He did not file tax returns for at least 6 years. I think it's been 7 or 8 years since he failed to file returns. And in each and every one of those years, at least in the latter years, he's got seven figures of income, Joe. He was indicted for 2 years, and in each of those 2 years, he had more than $1.5 million worth of income and failed to file the return. Now, the question is, what are the badges? I talked earlier about the badges of fraud. Was he dealing in cash? Was he using shell corporations? Was he getting income illegally from these foreign sources, et cetera, et cetera? Those all could be independent badges of fraud. But what's the fascinating thing about Hunter's case compared to any other tax case I've ever seen where we've got this substantial amount of unreported income and no tax returns filed is he's charged with two misdemeanors, Joe. Failure to file a tax return and failure to pay a tax, these are misdemeanors compared to tax evasion, which is a felony. Why wasn't he charged with evasion when he's got more than seven figures of income and that income is coming from questionable foreign sources and he's got all these other elements swirling around his questionable financial affairs and he's charged with misdemeanors? Even beyond that, the tax, he was charged with three things. He was charged with two misdemeanor failure to file or failure to pay case allegations, and then one felony in connection with the illegal gun possession, right? Well, under the plea agreement, the felony went away. Why would the felony gun possession go away just because you plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax offenses? There's a complete disconnect there, and that, by the way, is the reason why the federal judge in Delaware rejected Biden's plea agreement, because she could not make sense, just like I couldn't, just like most Americans can't. She couldn't make sense of why the Justice Department was agreeing to drop the felony gun charge just because he's pleading guilty to two misdemeanor tax cases, tax charges. It didn't make any sense, and it doesn't make any sense.
So you think it was a driving force behind giving her what she needed to blow this thing up? Do you think some of it was the IRS whistleblowers that showed up? What's your personal opinion?
My personal opinion is I don't think there's any doubt that the IRS whistleblowers had something to do with their taking a look at it. But any honest judge, first of all, you can make any plea agreement you want to make between the defendant's attorneys and the prosecutor's attorneys, right? This is done all the time. Plea negotiations are an accepted and acceptable part of the justice system. There's nothing wrong with plea negotiations, all right? It is part of the, uh, of, of, of creating efficiency in the system is you know, if you got the evidence against me, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to make a plea deal, and we're going to get this thing done as best we can in service of all parties here, right? So plea deals are fine, just generally speaking, but they have to make sense under the circumstances. And just because you, the defendant, and the prosecutor make a plea agreement doesn't mean the judge is bound by it. Right? Judges have to accept the plea deal, and they don't have an obligation to accept the plea deal. And this judge could not make sense out of how they were pleading out a felony gun case, which is a serious thing, in exchange for two misdemeanor tax cases, which are completely 100% unrelated.
Yeah. None of it made sense. You don't even have to have the PhD or degree in that area to look at that and say, wait a minute, this doesn't add up. None of this comes together. But you and I were talking during the break, and I said to you, unlike Al Capone, Trump, they've not gone after Trump on taxes. I said, I believe that is because he plays by the numbers. He's got his own tax attorneys. He's got a full accounting / CPA team. And, you know, they love to accuse him of not paying his taxes, but he must be following the law, correct?
Well, the only thing they ever did was make vague, overly generalized public allegations of tax misgivings and never proved anything. All right, now here's the reality. Any billion-dollar business, right, there's a remarkable difference between $1.5 million worth of nefarious income and over a billion dollar industry with real estate all over the world and you know, this mega millions of dollars pouring into your company on an ongoing basis. A company like what Trump has, like General Motors, like Amazon, like Microsoft, these people have legal departments, Joe, and they have tax departments. They have lawyers and top-notch lawyers, not schlocks, top-notch lawyers and top-notch CPAs that work for this company on a full-time basis. They're not contracted out through third parties. They come to work at Trump's office, or they come to work at Bill Gates' office. That's where they go. They deal with this stuff every single day, day in and day out, within the confines of that company, and their job is to keep the company out of trouble with the IRS. That's what they're supposed to do. They're not supposed to find ways to cheat and get away with it. They're supposed to keep the company clean because the IRS looks at these big companies on an ongoing basis. To say that these companies are not audited is nonsense. They go through what's called a continuous audit program. So a company like General Motors, for example, they're not audited once in a while. They're audited on an ongoing, nonstop basis. There are agents of the Internal Revenue Service that go to work at GM offices in Detroit, and their job is to audit these people nonstop. So you can't, as one of these big companies, you can't get yourself into a position where you're taking stupid risks with your books and records. These people are hiring experts to keep them clean.
Dan, you were telling me that even, and again, I find this kind of amusing, they bring their own coffee pots. They bring their own supplies. So they can't
exactly. So they're avoiding even the appearance of impropriety of taking any bribes or graft from the company that they're auditing. They don't go get donuts at the company coffee station.
See I could never be an agent then.
Can you imagine? They can't have lunch with the rest of the workers. I mean, it's just complete separation in every aspect. And yet they're there on the premises doing these audits on an ongoing basis.
All right, sir. You're up against the time. TaxHelpOnline.com. How do they get your sage advice quickly?
Yeah, just buy any book at any price point on my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. Get a free 15-minute consultation directly and personally with me. TaxHelpOnline.com.
I will tell you that Dan will bring your blood pressure down when it comes to dealing with IRS stuff. God bless, Dan. Thanks for doing the work you do. Appreciate you being an honest man. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're stuck with me for the next hour, and I got a lot to beef about. Seriously. We'll be back in a little bit.